You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, man.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Outstanding. Carol, you know, in this day and age when you can get so much information about buying a home online, don't people still, just at the end of the day, still need and want a realtor?
They really do. It's interesting to watch and to hear them comment, but they really want someone who can walk them through the steps and, you know, hold their hand and tell them that they're making a smart decision and help them make sure that they are. Because, you know, you think about it, you know, we might all go buy a new car every few years, but we don't usually all rush out there and buy multiple homes throughout our lifetime. So it's kind of a unique experience for us, but working with someone who does it all the time gives us a sense of comfort that we're doing the right things.
Well, wouldn't it be great to have someone on the show who could walk us through some of that a little bit?
You know, Todd, that is a great idea.
We got a great show today. Say hello to Nancy C. She is the president of the Atlanta Board of Realtors. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. And Nancy, before we get into a conversation, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been in real estate since 1984 when I became licensed, and I sold for about 9 years. And then I became a managing broker for Jenny Pruitt & Associates, managed their Buckhead office. And in 2007, Jenny Pruitt started a company called Atlanta Fine Homes, Sotheby's International Realty, and I am the managing broker for two offices there, the Buckhead office and the InTown office. And I manage about 150 agents.
Wow, that is a lot of agents.
It is.
Talk to us a little bit about the Atlanta Board of Realtors and what that group does.
Yes, I'm very honored to be president of the Atlanta Board of Realtors for 2013. It is a trade organization, and we are the largest board in the state of Georgia with about 5,000 members. Now, I will tell you, we're down from 10,000 members in 07, so you can see how many people have gotten out of the business. But we are an organization that is a member with the Atlanta Board of Realtors, which is part of the Georgia Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. And what we basically do and what separates a realtor from a licensee is the fact that they do belong to a trade organization. And emphasis is placed very much on education, and we promote high ethical standards. We hold our agents to the Code of Ethics of the National Association of Realtors. And we even have a forum where the consumer, a member of the public, or another member can file a complaint against one of our members and be heard in a panel of their peers. And so it really does sort of keep us on our toes to have to abide by the Code of Ethics. We also very much protect the rights of our members to transact business. And most importantly, we defend private property rights for homeowners on a state and national level.
As a home buyer, Nancy, I mean, it's abundantly clear to me why a realtor makes sense, why working with a realtor makes sense to buy a home. But as a realtor, what value am I getting out of being part of that?
As a realtor, you are being a part of helping someone purchase or sell one of the largest transactions they'll have in their entire life. And I believe that an agent has to be very committed to this, take it very seriously, be very knowledgeable of the market, be very detail-oriented, because there are lots of legal aspects to it, and you want to make sure that your realtor is conforming to the purchase and sale agreement. And knowledge and commitment on the part of a realtor is very important.
So I know you said there were 10,000 members in 2007 and 5,000 today. Do you see, I know we see the market coming back throughout Metro Atlanta. Do you see people coming back to the field?
I do. Our membership is up about 4.5% this year over last year, which is not huge, but it is a sign that there's an increase. And yes, we see, because prices are increasing and there seems to be more of an interest in real estate in general now, I think that there will be more people coming into the industry. But real estate is not for everybody. You know, you have to possess certain qualities to be really good at that.
Yeah, speaking about the real estate market here in Atlanta, obviously it is coming back, as you've said.
Yes.
And that's almost seems like common knowledge. Most of the folks we're talking about say that, but it still doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of inventory.
No.
Is that what you're saying? I mean, why is that?
The inventory is at historically low levels. We're down about 33% from last year's inventory. And there are several reasons. First of all, the REO properties that were on the market a year or two ago have all been snapped up by investors. So that's taken that large percentage of houses off the market. that there's still homeowners that are out of, that are still underwater, and they don't want to list their house when they see prices rising. They think perhaps they, if they hold, if they don't sell for quite a while, that the prices will come up. And then we are seeing those homeowners who see a more inviting market on the horizon, and they are waiting for prices to go up even higher before they put their house on the market. But I do believe that that time is coming when people will be more encouraged to put their house on the market.
All right. We'll be back with Nancy C. after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Nancy C., the president of the Atlanta Board of Realtors.
So Nancy, now that consumers are starting to, you know, look to buy more homes and to list their homes, how do they know if their agent is a realtor or not?
Well, a realtor, and we could say a realtor with a capital R, is a member of a trade organization such as the Atlanta Board of Realtors, and we advertise that. It is a trademark that we can use with our name, and we have our name and that we have realtor. And there is a difference between a licensee and a realtor, as I told you earlier.
No matter how good a realtor you've got, again, I'm looking at it from a home buyer's perspective, you got the Federal Reserve setting interest rates. And I mean, it's, for all intents and purposes, it's zero right now. It can't stay there. What do you see coming? I know that's a tough question looking in the crystal ball, but what do you see coming and what kind of impact? What should folks be doing looking to buy a home?
Well, I think interest rates will tick up. I mean, they've gone up one whole full percentage point since in the past month or so. And so there's certainly, that's certainly an indicator that interest rates will go up. And actually, there are two sides to it. Interest rates that are going up could get some buyers off the fence. And they could say, I want to buy before they go up any higher.
Yep.
But it also might be a discourager. And some people might say, some people cannot qualify for a loan even now with the uptick that we've seen recently. So my hope, of course, is that people will get off the fence and buy. It's a good time to buy. It's also a very good time to list because of the shortage of inventory. Mm-hmm. We need houses on the market.
Yeah, you mentioned to us before the show started that you have an upcoming trade show, the Southeast Residential Real Estate Trade Show.
Yes.
Tell our listeners more about that.
Absolutely. That is going to be on August the 22nd, and it's going to be held at the Cobb Galleria, sponsored by the Atlanta Board of Realtors and First Multiple Listing Service. We expect about 130 vendors to be there, and it will be a wonderful opportunity for realtors and the public, anyone who's interested in real estate and finding out about the latest technology and the latest tools and the latest apps. You can come to this trade show, and we're going to have a lineup of five very powerful national speakers who will be speaking throughout the day, and they will talk about their topic of expertise. But it will be a wonderful opportunity to network and to learn a great deal. Tickets are $10 at the Cobb Galleria on August the 22nd.
Now, is this event, is it geared more toward realtors buyers or both, realtors?
It's really geared toward realtors, but we know that the public would benefit from it as well. If they're going to be buying or selling, they could come and they would be educated at our seminars and hear the speakers as well as visit the vendors. But I would tell you it really is more oriented toward realtors.
Okay. Well, speaking about the general public, I know that your organization, the Atlanta Board of Realtors, works with a lot of local and community organizations. Mm-hmm. Tell us about a few of those.
Yes. Habitat for Humanity is one of the charities that we do support. And we support it through this trade show as well as a fundraising event that we had in May and raised a good bit of money. And so we very much support Habitat for Humanity.
So let's talk a little bit about real estate as a career. I know a lot of people are looking to make career changes and life changes or just looking for new jobs out of school. You know, I'm sure you recommend, you know, real estate as a career, but, you know, what has changed about that? Is it harder to get into or easier to get into, or advice for people who are thinking about making that change?
I think it's harder to get into for many reasons. The exam is a lot harder. When I took that exam in 1984, it was not nearly as hard as it is today. So I think one has to be very bright and intelligent to even pass the state exam. And yes, real estate is not an easy career. I tell my new agents that it typically takes about 3 years to really get up and running and make decent money. However, I have had exceptional agents who have done very, very well their first year. So it just depends upon your commitment. And I'll tell you what it really depends upon is your sphere of influence and who you know. Because if you've got a book of clients who are going to do business with you and trust you initially when you get in the business, you can take off.
All right. Well, Nancy, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? And where can they get more information on both the Atlanta Board of Realtors and your other gig, the Atlanta Fine Home Sotheby's International Realty?
Well, they can learn more about the Atlanta Board of Realtors at www.abr.org. And we do provide a monthly market brief, which the public can log on to as well, on that site. And I can be contacted at Atlanta Fine Homes, Sotheby's International Realty, 404-237-5000.
All right. Nancy C., the president of the Atlanta Board of Realtors. Nancy, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you. I so enjoyed it.
Oh, so did we. All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Steve Stroud. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
So today we have a deal from Brockbilt at their Glen Eyre community. They are offering a $2,000 broker bonus for any contract written and accepted on or before August 31st.
Any broker?
Any broker, any house at Glen Eyre.
Glen Eyre's cool. I drove by there, as a matter of fact, last weekend.
Yeah?
You wouldn't expect it. It's just all of a sudden, boom, there's this whole bunch of houses going up, and they look really cool.
Yeah, it's that cool little East Atlanta area.
Ooh, that is a great spot.
Close to everything.
And actually, Delaney can tell us more about what it's close to.
It's close to Glenwood Park, Zoo Atlanta, Grant Park, the Charlie Yates and East Atlanta golf courses, and then, of course, the East Atlanta Village.
It is a great spot in town.
Mm-hmm. There are, and actually you said there are homes going up. There's going to be 30 total. They're Craftsman style. They're priced from the high 200s. And one of my favorite things about these houses, they have those cute little rocking chair front porches.
Yep. So if you're going to live in the South, you got to have a front porch on which to put your rocking chair.
Correct.
No, but that part of town, it's great.
Yep. Another thing that's, you know, fantastic is there will not be, you know, two of the same home. So no home will be duplicated. They've got side and rear entry garages, hardwood flooring on the main areas, state-of-the-art GE appliances, fireplaces. Again, love fireplaces. There are some basement lots, and then there's professional decorators assistance available. So if you're challenged, like our friend Mr. Youngblood is, and you need help with your interior decorating, then they can help.
Oh, I was thinking of another challenge, but that's okay.
I have many challenges, but good thing I got people like Brockbilt to help me out.
Darn yes. Right. You sound great, Carol. They really do.
They do. There's two that are almost move-in ready, and then three new homes are under construction, and one of those has a basement. So great little community.
I love it when the brokers get the incentives. I think that's a great plan.
It makes you want to run out and get your realtor's license,
doesn't it? Yes, it does.
Again.
we're getting a lot of licenses on this show. Carol, where can people get more information?
For more information, they can visit brockbilt.com or call Ansley Brooks at 770-301-6690.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Steve Stroud, the Executive Director of the Roswell Business Alliance. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for making some time to join us. Steve, before we get into it, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, my background is I grew up in Roswell, started a business 30 years ago called Stroud's Printing. I've been actively involved in the business community in North Fulton and Roswell. With that, I created and worked with the Convention and Visitors Bureau back 22 years ago, and that became our hands-on merchants group within the city. There's a Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, which I've been past chairman and served on their board and still do, which is the all-encompassing regional chamber of commerce. And we're not a chamber of commerce. We've always been the heads in beds, and recently in the last 20 months, our organization decided to help out and grow the business community. So with that, we formed the Roswell Business Alliance. It's a subsidiary of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board, and our role is become the economic development division of the city of Roswell. We're a public-private partnership, and with that, we grow businesses. We're truly untraditional in the sense that we ombudsman a business from the size of a cupcake shop in a retail situation to office and light industrial, all the way to the GM project, and we were instrumental in that project to land those technology jobs. So that's our role, and we help promote, retain, and recruit businesses to the city of Roswell.
That's pretty exciting. Can you elaborate a little bit on how that works? You know, somebody's thinking about coming into Roswell, at what point do you get involved and engaged in that?
Well, one of the things we can do from the private side is we truly reach out to the brokers within the city, within all of Metro Atlanta, to talk to the commercial brokers, to the property owners. We can do that from the private side, where the public side is not allowed to do that. We can also connect together landowners, possibilities of consolidation, acquisitions. We can look at that together with other property owners to try to get developers in on exciting new opportunities. And then we also know the public side. We know what the city's planned. So we get everybody at the table so that we can work harmoniously, truly, to try to redevelop Roswell, because Roswell is the seventh largest city in the state, population of 92,000. We keep a daytime population of 88,000, so that 92 is the heads and beds at night. We're very unique, so we are a very entrepreneurial community with very high per capita incomes, and that per capita income is $126,000. So we have a 70% four-year or greater college graduation rate within our population. And so it's an educated community, but we also have a great quality of life, and that's what's continuing to bring the entrepreneur and the C-level folks to live in our community.
Yeah, you've already partially answered this question, but okay. I'm picturing myself as GM. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I'm that big, I have the resources to go any darn place I want to go.
Absolutely.
So hone in, you know, more kind of along the same lines you were talking. Two questions. What was it about Roswell that made GM say, ah, that's the place? And then if I'm the little guy, the cupcake shop owner, mm-hmm. why would I be attracted to the same kind of things that GM is? I mean, different. Very different businesses.
Very different. And again, what you found with, and the feedback we're getting with GM, and what we were hearing, and we're hearing from other companies like Yardi that just recently this month moved to Roswell, is that the fact is we have a sense of community. The sense of community has made a difference. When they could pick any place up and down the Eastern Seaboard that they were looking at different locations, GM decided that their team came to Roswell and found it hometown Metro Atlanta, or metro area, but with that sense of community that they just didn't feel in other communities. We don't have a large office complexes, large office parks. And the cupcake person, shop owner, he relates to the homeowner that we have there, and the per capita income, again, allows that cupcake shop to survive and flourish.
Yeah, and all the GM folks like cupcakes, I think.
Absolutely, especially the techies.
I like cupcakes, too.
And on that note, we'll be back with Steve Stroud after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Steve Stroud, Executive Director of the Roswell Business Alliance.
So, Steve, we're talking about the different businesses mm-hmm. that come to Roswell before the break, and I'm sure that there are lots of economic reasons they come, but there's also just the whole wealth of what Roswell has to offer. Let's talk about that a little bit, from the events to, you know, why, you know, out-of-town guests come to visit Roswell.
Well, and you know, Roswell, again, bedroom community, a great place to live. 12 miles of Chattahoochee Riverfront from Gwinnett County to Cobb County. You've got a lot of recreation. You've got the Chattahoochee National Recreation outdoor area that we have 300 acres in the city limits of Roswell. So people don't realize when they're coming across the bridge on Roswell Road and they're coming up Roswell Road or Atlanta Street, you got 300 acres right there to the right of prime parkland and parks and trails and Roswell is one of two bike-friendly communities in the whole state. So you've got biking and you've got festivals. You've got a charm that's an organic-grown charm when you go to Canton Street in the historic district. It's not all about old houses. It's about the people and the people that have moved there. And they're not all Southerners. They're from all over, which is great.
Are there any Southerners?
There's a handful of us left, you know. But the truth be is that as Atlanta grew, so did Roswell. And we're blessed to be in a great position to continue to grow with redevelopment.
One thing you haven't mentioned that's top of mind with virtually every home buyer moving from Detroit with GM or wherever they're moving from is schools.
Schools.
Talk us through that from kindergarten through secondary.
K through 12. I'll tell you that Roswell, again, blessed community because we are part of Fulton County Schools on our public side. We have some of the highest SAT scores in the state. We have two high schools, Centennial and Roswell, both, that have outstanding SATs and scores and scholars, ACT scores. We also have some private schools, Fellowship Christian, Blessed Trinity, Mount Pisgah, just to name a few, High Meadows. So we have a diverse group of private schools. I think, again, because of the educated population, you see an emphasis put on the relationship and the importance. And again, a GM looks at that because they want their C-level folks to be able to move into a community that is educated. And with the resources that we have, one of the other pieces that's key, as you said, why would a GM or a cupcake shop move? It's because of the availability of education. You know, when you look at Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Kennesaw, and the way they've grown, and University of Georgia.
So GM's moving someone here and, you know, they're looking for homes. How does the real estate market look in Roswell?
Well, right now it's tough to find a home as the rest of the real estate market in Atlanta. There is a lot of new development happening, a lot of infill. A lot of the big name builders are back in Roswell permitting right now. The Whelans, of course, the Pulte, the builders that were flourishing before the recession are back knocking on doors. So we see a lot of activity in new homes. And we also see, you know, a much denser community.
Steve, I got to believe, given your position, there's probably one thing top of your mind that you want to get accomplished. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that, you know, really makes things unique is I take pride in the community I live and work, and I'm raising a family there. I have three daughters and a wife, and we're all plugged into the community. One of the key areas that we're really trying to work on is that Roswell has become a foodie place. And I don't know of many people that don't love food.
And I'm in.
There you go. Me too.
Is it lunchtime yet?
It is. That's right. Our mission and truly came out of what has organically happened. Roswell has 190 restaurants.
190?
That's a lot of restaurants. And I live a place that has, what, I don't know, 10?
Yeah. I would have never believed that.
190 restaurants. And they're organic, homegrown restaurants. Very few chains. And so we want to make Roswell the foodie capital of the Southeast.
I'm going to Roswell for dinner tonight.
There you go.
We here at Arif Radio, we endorse that wholeheartedly. All right. Well, Steve, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Roswell Business Alliance?
They can go to www.roswellba.com, or they can call us at area code 770-640-3253. We'd be glad to help them.
Steve Stroud, the Executive Director of the Roswell Business Alliance. Steve, it was great to have you. Thanks for coming by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Nancy C. and Steve Stroud, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.